3, verses 1 through 7. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair, and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the women as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. This is the word of the Lord.
では今日この箇所から命の恵みを共に受け継ぐものとしてというタイトル、夫、妻と夫への勧めというタイトルでメッセージをしたいと思います。
So now, Pastor Didachi will give a message entitled Heirs with You of the Grace of Life and Encouragement for Husbands and Wives, and Dan will be doing the translation.
邪魔ぞお祈りします。
Let's pray.
天のお父様、
Heavenly Father,
どうかあなたが私たちに御霊を与えてください。
Please give us, send us your Holy Spirit.
この御言葉を通して私たちを教え導いてください。
Please teach us and guide us by this your word.
あなたに期待します。
We are expectant to you, Lord.
主の御名によってお祈りします。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 今日の箇所も、ペテロの手紙からの続きからメッセージをしたいと思います。
We're going to continue studying the book of 1 Peter.
この手紙は私たちの神様との関係と人間関係両方について扱っています。
This is a book that tells us a lot about our relationship with God and our relationship with other people.
そして今日のところはより具体的に人間関係の中に入っていきます。
And today's passage really concretely goes into relationship with people, with other people.
そして今日の箇所は夫婦関係について語っています。
And especially today's passage about the relationship of husband and wife.
なぜ聖書の中に夫婦関係について書いてあるのかというと、
Why is it written in the Bible about husband-wife relationship?
難しいからです。
Because it's difficult.
当時も今も難しいからです。
In the time that this was written, and also today, it's difficult.
もし難しくなければ聖書にこのこと書いてないと思います。
Maybe if it was not so difficult, things, lots of things wouldn't be written about it in the Bible.
そしてその問題はいろんな多岐にいろんな問題があったということ。
And there are really many things about this that are a struggle.
なので今日の箇所も自分に当てはまることもあれば、そうでないこともあるかもしれません。
And this may apply to you, you think, or maybe not, maybe.
けれども、夫婦だけじゃなくて、子供たちも、そしてそうじゃない、関係ないと思わずに、一緒にこの箇所を見ていきましょう。
Yeah, but let's all look at this passage together because, even if you think it doesn't apply to you, and there are general principles here that do apply to all of us from God's word that we need to apply to our situations.
大切なことはこの箇所から私たちが神を見るようになることです。
And we want to, from this passage, to be looking to God ultimately is what we want to see happen from this passage.
まず妻への勧めから始まります。
Okay, let's start with the in exhortation for wives.
この言葉です。
This is the word.
同じように妻たちを自分の夫に服従しなさい。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands.
この箇所は非常にメッセージしにくい箇所です。
This is a passage that is very difficult to give a message from.
この中の男性は自分には関係ないなと思っている人もいるかもしれません。
And maybe men or husbands who are here think, oh, this has nothing to do with me, this passage.
それは間違いです。
That's a mistake.
皆さんは男性たちもこれは当然できていることとして、ぜひ聞いてください。
Yes,
そう思って、そうしなければ 大切なこととして聞いてください。
Please, men also, husbands also, listen to this passage. It's something that does really relate to you, general principles.
さっき言ったように、当時も今もいっぱい問題があったということです。
Yes, in that day and age, 2000 years ago, and today also, the principles here apply very much to us because of the many problems in these in relationships, and husband-wife particularly.
次の箇所に、たとえ御言葉に従わない夫であってもとあります。
Because it says, even if he's a husband who doesn't follow the Bible, to follow him, to submit to him.
当時も御言葉に従わない、例えばクリスチャンであっても従わない夫がいたということです。
So in that age, in that era also, there were, you know, men who were not following the Bible, just like there are today.
ちょっと心が痛いですけれども、自分自身。
And this kind of hurts my own heart too as I think about myself.
また、妻はクリスチャンで、夫ではそうでないというカップルもいたし、その反対もいたかもしれません。
And in that era, there would have been, like it says here, wives who knew the Lord were Christians and husbands who were not, and the opposite was also true.Of you know, wives who or husbands who knew the Lord, but the wives didn't.
またその心が固い冷たい夫の心をどうやったら変えることができるのか、妻たちは悩んでいた。
So of course there's this pain of how can this man who has a cold and bad heart, how can he be changed? How can I change him?
また。その反対もあったと思いますし、
And the opposite was true as well, probably.
未信者の両親または子供がいる場合もあります。
And you know, the husband-wife opposite husband-wife situation, and also kids and parents situation, same.
けれど共通している願いは救われてほしいという思いじゃないでしょうか。
But the thing that's the same for all of these different relationships, husband to wife, wife to husband, children to parents, is the desire that this person might be saved.
しかし、言葉では人は変わらないんです。
But that in words alone, people will not be changed.
例えばこう言ったとします。
Like this.
お願い。私はあなたと一緒に天国に行きたいの。
Like if the spouse says, or to someone else you say, I want you to go to heaven with me.
このままじゃあなたは地獄よ。
If you don't go, husband, you're going to go to hell.
地獄に行ってもいいのって。
And he might, 夫が?
いや、妻が夫に。
妻が。And he says, well, then I'll go to hell. He might answer.
そういう場合、大体夫のは、もう地獄で結構と言うんですよね。
Yeah. He might just say, hey, I'll go to hell. That's okay. If, yeah.
かえって心が固くなってしまう場合もあります。
And the opposite, his heart might even get harder from that kind of a conversation.
そんなふうに言葉は難しいです。
So words are difficult to have much effect there.
そんな私たちに聖書はとっておきの方法があると教えてくれる。
But this passage, the Bible, is teaching us a very powerful way, though, to touch the heart.
それは無言の振る舞いです。
And that is,behavior, good actions without words.
ここである人の証をしたいと思います。
I'd like to share a testimony I heard from a guy.
これは男性のクリスチャン男性の証です。
He was a man, Christian man.
彼は家族でただ一人クリスチャンでした。
He was the only one in his family who had become a Christian.
彼にはお兄さんがいます。
And he had an older brother.
お兄さんは結婚して子供もいます。
And the older brother was married and had kids.
そのお兄さんは公務員で真面目に働いてきました。
And the older brother was a worker for the city, for the government, and he worked really hard.
しかし彼は一旦家に帰ってお酒を飲むと人が変わったように暴れ出すんです。
But he would come home and he would start drinking and then was really got really bad.
そんな状態が何年も続きました。
And that for many years that continued the situation.
奥さんも困り果てていました。
And the wife was just really in trouble.
ある時、そのお兄さんが夜中暴れ出して、夜中の1時ぐらいに奥さんからその弟のクリスチャンに電話が来ました。
And one night when the husband, middle of the night, was particularly bad and doing, you know, abuse and things, she, after being drunk, the wife called the Christian younger brother.
どうしようもないから警察呼びました。
I'm so sorry, I just couldn't help it. I called the police.
どうか助けてほしい。
Please come help me.
その弟は夜中2時間かけてその家に行きました。
So that younger brother, Christian younger brother, drove a couple hours through the night and came to the house.
すでにお兄さんは散々暴れてもう寝てしまっていました。
But the older brother, the drunk older brother, was just asleep the whole time.
そして朝になりました。
And he woke up in the morning.
お兄さんが目を覚まして。
And the younger brother or the older brother woke up.
そばにいる弟にいました。
And there was his younger brother.
お前なぜここにいるんだ?
Why are you here?
いつものその弟ならば、なんだ、兄さんいい加減にしろよ。
The younger brother's past had been different. His reaction this time, his past reaction had been, "What are you doing? Why are you always doing these kinds of things?" was the way he had always talked to his older brother.
周りがどんなに迷惑してるか、なんでわからないんだと。
You're just causing problems for everybody. Don't you understand what's going on? What you're doing?
といつもなら怒るところでした。
He would always get angry at his older brother.
しかしその時彼は無言でした。
But this time, he just had behavior, actions without words.
そして静かに、兄さん、僕は夜中からずっとここにいたんだよ。
He said, very controlled, brother.お兄さん、I came through the night to see you.
兄さんはいつも真面目で働いてる。
You're working hard, in a very diligent way.
しかし、なんでこんなことになったのか。
Well, why is this kind of thing happening?
何か理由があるに違いないよ。
There's a reason maybe.
一度一緒に病院に行ってみよう。
How about we go to the hospital together?
弟は内心ダメだろうなと思っていました。しかししばらく経って、
But he waited.
お兄さんから電話があって、
And the older brother, from the older brother, telephone call came.
あの時のお前の態度は響いたよ。
And that attitude you had that night affected my heart.
今は一緒に妻と一緒に病院に行ってるんだ。
And now I'm going to the hospital with my wife now.
こういう証でした。
It's a real testimony I heard.
無言の力、無言の振る舞いの力です。
This is the power of actions, behavior, even without words.
これは生活全体で福音を語ることなんです。
It's that we share the gospel by our whole lives, the way we walk, not just with our words.
そして、もし相手の心が柔らかくなってオープンになった時には、言葉が大切です。
And words are also important, especially when that person's heart and attitude gets open because of actions.
ずっと無言のままではなく、
not always just to not ever say anything. That's not what I'm saying.
パウロはローマ人への手紙の中でこう言っています。
Paul said, as Paul said in Romans 10,
信仰は聞くことに始まり、聞くことはキリストについての御言葉によるのです。
That faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. The Bible, Romans 10 says.
イエス様こそある時は言葉で。
That Jesus sometimes was words, particularly that Jesus used.
そしてある時は無言を使われました。
And other times, see Jesus actions, not necessarily words.
2章22節にキリストは罪を犯したことがなく、その口に何の偽りも見出されませんでした。罵られても罵り返さず、苦しめられても脅すことをせず。正しく裁かれる方にお任せになりました。
Even in this passage, the previous passage, 1 Peter 2, 22 and 23, if you look at it, about Jesus, he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
私たちもその無言のイエス様の十字架を見たときに心が開かれたんじゃないでしょうか。
and me and us also, when we looked at the action, not the words of Jesus and his cross, didn't that affect our hearts greatly?
無言の振る舞いには力があります。
The power of actions even without words.
そして次にペテロはこの妻たちに飾りなさいと言っているんです。命令しているんです。
And in this secondpoint to the wives, Paul says to adorn yourself.
それも神が与えた飾りで飾りなさいと。
With the adornment that God gives to you, adorn yourselves.
三節と四節を見ます。
Look at verse 3 and 4.
あなた方は髪を編んだり、金の飾りをつけたり、着物を着飾るような外面的なものではなく、むしろ柔和で穏やかな霊という朽ちることのないものを持つ。心の中の隠れた人柄を飾りにしなさい。これこそ神の御前に価値あるものです。
Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
私たち人間はいつから自分を飾るようになったんでしょうか。
When did we begin as human beings to want to adorn ourselves with things?
それはエデンの園で罪を犯した時からです。
It was when in the Garden of Eden when man sinned.
その瞬間自分の体を葉っぱで隠し始めました。
They covered themselves with leaves to cover themselves. They adorned themselves to cover themselves up.
人間はその時から神様が価値を置くものに価値を置けなくなってしまったんです。
So the things that God had value for, man switched, and it was the opposite what he made to be valuable.
そして聖書は決しておしゃれしてはいけないとか美しくなってはいけないと言ってるのではないです。
The Bible's not saying don't be beautiful in how you look. That's not what it's saying.
ますますおしゃれしなさい。ますます美しくなりなさい。
The Bible is saying really, in a deep sense, really be beautiful.And in a different sort of way.
ただし内側からというんです。
That beauty is that beauty that comes from within.
イエス様は言われました。
Jesus said,
野の花を見なさい。
Look at the flowers of the field.
栄華を極めたソロモンでさえこのように花の一つほどにも着飾ってはいないじゃないか。
Solomon in all his glory was not ornated like these in all his glory.
想像してみてください。野の花のこと。
Okay, think for a minute about the flowers of the field.
もし野の花がこう言ったらどう思いますか？
What about the flowers? What about this?
宝石をつけなければ咲けないとか。
I need to find jewelry for myself.
咲く前にユニクロに連れてってとか。
I need to go to Uniqlo and find some good clothes for myself to make me pretty, huh?
そんな花いないですよね。
There's no flowers that say that, right?
まあユニクロぐらいだったら連れてってやるかもしれないですけども。
Maybe they.
Maybe.
Okay.
ね、花は必要ないんです。
The flowers of the field don't need jewelry or external adornment, do they?
なぜなら花は内側に神様が与えた素晴らしい色があるからです。
Because from inside, what God gave them was this beauty that grows out from them.
同じように神様は私たちの内側にも美しさを与えてくださっています。
And God has given us human beings beauty into our. He's given it to us.
それが朽ちることのない柔和と穏やかな霊です。
This is something that doesn't perish. This gentle and sweet spirit we see in this passage.
ぜひ皆さん飾ってください。
Yeah, please, let's adorn ourselves.
そして3つ目のポイントは神に望みを置きなさいということ。
And third point is to the wives, put your hope in God.
妻の皆さん、夫に望みを置かないようにしてください。
Yes, wives, don't put your hope in your husband.
神に望みを置いてください。
Put your hope in God.
アブラハムの妻サラが例として挙げられています。
And here we have an example he gives of Sarah in the Bible.
夫のアブラハムは信仰の父と呼ばれていますが、
That Abraham is called the father of our faith.
しかしここではサラに注目しています。
But here we're looking though at Sarah and her response.
夫のアブラハムは突然旅に出る夫でした。
This husband, think about him. He suddenly took her far away on a trip.
突然旅先で囚われの身にもなりました。
And then just many problems on that trip, and she got stolen as a slave on the trip.
そして年を取ってもアブラハムは子供が与えられると言い続けました。
And he kept saying to her, even though they both got very old, don't worry, we're going to have children.
そして奇跡的に与えられた子供をその夫は殺そうとするんです。
And then the child that was given in a very miraculous way, he was going to go kill that child.
御言葉に従わない夫ではなく、御言葉に従いすぎる夫です。
Maybe he was not just a husband who was following the word, but was actually following it in a too much of a way, almost maybe.
めちゃくちゃに思えるこの夫。夫にサラはどのように対処したんでしょうか。
So, this really messed up, in many ways messed up, husband, how did Sarah follow him, submit to him?
6節に、
Look at verse 6.
サラもアブラハムを主と呼んで彼に従いましたとあります。
It says that she called him Lord. Verse 6. Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him Lord, you are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear.
実はサラはアブラハムの背後にいる神様をしっかりと見ていたんです。
So, but Sarah was putting her hope looking to God.
私たちも同じです。
And we're the same.
相手がどんな状況でも。
And the other spouse person, no matter what kind of situation they're in,
どんな難しい状況でも、
difficult situation,
相手の背後におられる神様を見ていきましょう。
To look beyond to the Lord, to God.
さあ、夫への勧めも少し触れます。
And let's look also at the commands to the husbands.
3章7節。同じように夫たちを妻が女性であって自分よりも弱い器だということをわきまえて妻と共に生活しなさい。
Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life.
よく結婚式で読まれる言葉です。
This is a passage we hear often at weddings.
この言葉を聞くと僕はいつも妻に向かってごめんなさいと言いたくなります。
When I hear this passage, I often want to turn to my wife and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, kind of thing.
これは男性の横暴を制する言葉であって、妻そして女性を低いものとする、そういう言葉ではありません。
The meaning of this is not looking at the wives as a low value, not important kind of meaning. That's not what this means here.
なぜなら次の言葉に命の恵みを共に受け継ぐものとして尊敬しなさいと書いてあるから。
Because it says to treat her, to respect her, live with her in a considerate way as fellow heirs of the grace of life is what it says.
妻を尊敬しなさいと書いてあるんです。
It says respect your wife, honor your wife.
ギリシャ語を直訳すると妻に栄誉を与えなさいという意味です。
The Greek meaning is to glorify, to has glory in it for your wife, towards your wife.
よく夫がこういうのをこう言うとね、こういう言葉があります。誰のおかげで生活していると思う？俺のおかげだという言葉。
Maybe sometimes husbands think, yeah, but my family, the reason they're able to live and have life and money and everything is because of me.
まあ、そう思っている方いないかもしれませんが、
Maybe no one here has that kind of a prideful way of thinking they can do life because of me.
これは決して言えない言葉なんです。
But this is not something to say.
なぜなら夫と妻は同じ恵みをいただくからです。
Because this is saying the husband and wife are together receiving the same grace from the Lord.
神様から同じ恵みをいただいて同じように喜ぶんです。
And receiving this grace from the Lord to rejoice together in what God gives.
これが天国の前味ではないでしょうか。
This is like a taste of heaven.
そして最後に夫たちに一つの 戒めを突きつけます。
And then a command, a warning to the husbands at the end of this verse 7.
あなたは祈っているかということ。
It's kind of checking, are you praying, husbands?
パウロも言います。男はどこででも清い手を挙げて祈りなさいと言っています。
Paul says in another passage in Timothy, men everywhere, wherever you are, lift up holy hands in prayer to the Lord.
なぜなら、まず夫の祈りが攻撃されるからです。
Because this is the power, the attack of the prayer is 攻撃されるから。
攻撃される。
Because 祈らないように。
祈らないように。
That because men really are attacked to not pray, to not be men who pray.
夫が祈らなくなると尊敬しなくなります。
And if men don't pray, they're not respectful men if they don't pray in the spiritual way.
自己中心になります。
Become self-centered.
互いに隠すようになります。
Begin to hide sin.
家庭の中に怒りが生まれ、喧嘩が生まれます。
And fights and anger.Or come in the family.
しかし実際自分自身も祈らないことが多いものです。
And me too, I must confess that there's lots of time when I'm not the praying man I should be either.
そんな時にイエス様が祈ってくれています。
But I want to remember that this person, me, who doesn't pray like I should and who fails, that Jesus has prayed for me.
片時も休まずに私たちのために祈ってくれています。
Jesus persevered in praying for us.
その祈りに合わせて私たちも祈っていきたいと思います。
And we want to remembering that. We want to pray with Jesus and be people of prayer.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
愛する天のお父様。
Loving Heavenly Father.
どうか私たちのこの人間関係をお守りください。
Please protect our relationships with other people.
どうかいつも神様を見上げていくことができますように。
May we be able to glorify you and lift you up by our relationships with other people.
イエス様の恵みをいつも忘れることがありませんように。
And may we not forget the grace that you have given to us.
互いに愛し合い、互いに使い合い。許し合っていくことができますように。
Please help us to be able to love one another, forgive one another, and serve one another.
イエス様の御名によってお祈りします。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.